Mojo, here's what I'm thinking. From what we've been told, most of the time the islands are a mirage. If you approach them, as we tried, they simply recede or just dissipate into mist.
Yeah, but sometimes they're solid.
Right. And I suspect it's not just random, but there's a pattern. Look at this.
What is this?
It's a printout from Bunny's laptop.
And what are we dealing with here? This is about the moon and the tides and the weather and time of year. Whew, that's a pretty complex set of calculations.
I know. And look at this. Percentages, density points, how solid it is at any one point.
I wish we knew about this before.
Well, you can see here on the 6th, when we tried to approach the Ghost Islands, that was not a good day.
Yeah, we were looking at a 12% possibility.
But see here, the morning of the 3rd, when Bunny took the dinghy and didn't return.
87%. She knew all this? Where did she get it?
I think she lifted it from Claudine's computer, and she copied it onto hers.
So Bunny is a hacker.
Well, we always suspected she was a smart kid.
Then she knew about these ghost islands way before we did.
Yeah, she may have been hacking Claudine's computer ever since we started on this voyage.
Man, Bunny knows more about what Claudine's up to than we do.
I don't know, but she did figure this out.
You told Claudine?
Not yet.
Hey, look here. If this chart is close to accurate, we're talking a 91% coming up. And then it drops way down and it's gone.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, that's a pretty thin portal to squeeze through.
Let's not mention this to Dominique.
Why?
Because she'll want to come along.
I'm surprised you haven't considered the benefits.
What benefits?
If you bring her along, you can always leave her there.
Leave her marooned on the Ghost Island?
Oh, come on. I'm not being serious.
Brilliant, Mojo.
Oh, man!
Claudine, we have to talk.
I need your help.
What?
You were right. I can't do this alone.
Okay.
But I can't tell you everything.
Look, I have no idea what's going on, why we've come here, or what you're trying to do, but just tell me what I need to know.
These islands, the Ghost Islands, are part of the worlds that are not visible, at least to the eyes of most people.
Except the Ghost Islands are visible. Well, one island.
They are disappearing.
I noticed that. Are you saying forever?
Yes.
Do you know why?
No.
Do they know why?
Do you mean those who inhabit the islands?
Yeah, the Fuzzies.
I don't know.
You've seen them?
Yes, I have.
In the town?
That evening, when you saw me and heard me talking to myself, I was trying to communicate to one of them.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Yes.
But how come Bunny can see them so clearly?
Bunny is special. And that's why I asked her to come with us.
So you could use her?
No.
Well, now she's on that island, and the island has vanished.
It will reappear.
Mojo and I tried to land on that island, but it was like landing on a mirage.
It will be different.
And if it disappears while we're on it, what then?
Improvise.
Will Mojo be with us?
I hope so.
And Dominique?
Yes.
Why?
So you don't get bored?
Oh, great. All right, when do we go?
Tonight.
In the dark?
There will be a full moon.
I just remembered what Rose said. When the moon begins to wane, so do the islands.
This is our only chance.
And that's why we're finally talking about this?
Jack, I need your support.
Okay. I'll tell Mojo.
Jack?
Yeah?
I'm frightened.
You are?
Yes.
How dangerous is this?
I don't know. This isn't what I thought it would be.
What did you expect?
Not this.
She finally told you?
Well, she didn't tell me much.
So, tonight we're stepping out on the island?
You got it.
Uh-huh. But this time, the captain hops out of the boat first.
I guess it's my turn to walk on water, huh?
I don't know about you, but I'm bringing along my inflatable Mickey Mouse shoes.
Well, whatever works.
If that island decides to disappear while we're on it, you better be able to walk on water.
There are places on this planet where other worlds intersect. You experience that in Montreal. Sometimes that intersection provides an energy for both sides.
Well, that's why here in San Miguel, the return of the islands was seen as a blessing?
Yes.
Equally for both sides?
I don't know about that.
And as this planet becomes more populated, these places disappear. Is that it?
Not always.
Well, what happened here? Why the change?
I don't know, but now it's time to find Bunny.
Okay, I'll wake up Mojo.
It was a little after 3 when we set off for the island. That's 3 in the middle of the night. I noticed Mojo was wearing a necklace. In fact, he was wearing all kinds of odd little bone carvings of skulls and weird faces.
So what are those? For protection?
No. I just brought along some trinkets to trade with the natives.
Ah, those are amulets. Don't try to kid me.
I want to look my best.
Jack, leave him be.
Mojo, you look very stylish.
Yeah, what style is that? Borneo grunge?
Oh, come on. I left my monkey skull necklace back home.
Monkey skulls? Ugh. Really?
He's not serious.
Don't be too sure about that.
There it is. It's coming into view.
Cut the motor, Jack.
In the moonlight, that place is nice and spooky.